Task 4. You are listening to a discussion about accommodation websites. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Hello everyone, our second guest today is Alex Kwan. Alex is the founder of the Travellers Accommodation Advice Club. Welcome, Alex.
Hi Stella, and hello everyone.
Alex, I have 2 questions for you. First, do you often use accommodation booking sites? Second, why have accommodation sites become so popular in recent years?
To your first question, Stella, my answer is yes. I use them very often. In fact, that was the main reason why a few friends and I founded our Travellers Accommodation Advice Club. We want to give more information and some advice to the public about accommodation for their overseas travel. Regarding why these accommodation booking sites have become so popular, I think it's very easy to understand. People use them because they've lots of choice. It's one of these sites' attractions. Another reason is that they often offer special deals.
Special deals?
Yes. That means the room rates are cheaper on these sites than booking directly through the hotel sites. Lastly, all these accommodation sites offer ratings and reviews to let customers have a general idea of other users' opinions and experiences. That's an important aspect for these sites' popularity.
Oh yes, these ratings and reviews are among the first things I look at when I book any accommodation on these sites. But a couple of times, I found that these ratings and reviews were quite different from my own experience in those hotels.
Yes, that's certainly a problem. And that's one thing our club is trying to help the hotels with, to get more objective ratings of their facilities and services. Stella, do you know that some hotels and motels don't really like these accommodation sites?
Why? Aren't these accommodation sites good for the hotel industry?
The problem is, these accommodation sites take advantage of their wide popularity, and therefore, they charge rather large fees. Say, for every room booked through the accommodation sites, they may charge up to 30% of the room rate. For most small hotels, charging them such large fees means they can't make money.
I see.
That's why in some countries, small hotel owners are launching campaigns to encourage people to book directly with the hotels. Another problem of partnering with these accommodation sites is that they are difficult to deal with. Most of these sites are powerful international companies. With their sites' high popularity and global reach, they are difficult to deal with. In other words, small hotels don't have much say in things. Another reason why even big hotels don't like these accommodation sites is because they force hotels to give discounts.
Force hotels to give discounts?
Yes, so that the sites can offer special deals to attract more customers. Remember, we've mentioned before about the special deals offered by these accommodation sites, and that the room rates will be lower than booking directly through hotels.
Yes, wow, I didn't know that these accommodation sites can hold so much power over the hotels. Maybe next time we should go to the hotel sites first. Right, Alex, I have another question. It is about the growing trend of short-term holiday rental platforms like Airbnb. Tell us what are the advantages and disadvantages for people who want to rent out their rooms to holidaymakers, and similarly, for travellers who stay in these private holiday rentals.
Well, for people who rent out a spare flat or a room to holidaymakers, the clear advantage is to earn some money. But be careful. Don't just think about earning money. And forget that these short-term rentals in residential areas and buildings can lead to serious consequences. For example, have you thought about how it may affect your relationship with neighbours?
Sorry, Alex, could you explain a bit more about how renting out a room or a flat to holidaymakers for a few days may affect your relationship with neighbours?
Well, do you want to see a different group of people every other day coming in and out of the flat next to yours? Will you feel safe?
That's a very good point.
Also, as the owner of the holiday rental, have you thought about these guests may damage or trash your place? There has been an increase in people renting a house or a flat for parties and then trash the place. So, before you sign up to become a host to rent out your spare property, you need to know that there is a risk that the guests may damage or trash your place.
That's right. We shouldn't just think about the money and not the consequences.
Yes. For guests, it is indeed very tempting to stay somewhere besides hotels. One advantage for guests is that it gives you a home feeling. It's like a home away from home. This is a very nice feeling. Another advantage is that the cost is usually lower and the location is good. Good locations, as in they are generally in convenient yet quiet areas. So, three things that attract people to go for these short-term holiday rentals: a home feeling, cheaper, and good location. But again, there is the downside. Firstly, unlike staying in hotels which are licensed, insured, and secure, these short-term holiday rentals often lack protection. Yes, it is tempting to rent a whole apartment at the rate of a small three-star hotel room, but you are not protected like you will when staying in hotels. Secondly, staying in these holiday rentals could be illegal.
Illegal?
Yes, it could be illegal.
Many places have changed their laws to make it illegal for people to rent out their spare rooms or property as short-term holiday rentals. So, if you're not careful, you may end up staying in a place where you shouldn't.
So, do you think it's better to stay in hotels?
Well, I think we should weigh up the pros and cons before making a booking.
Right, that's true. Thanks very much for giving us such interesting and useful information.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.